Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. I swear we all in good health. Don't eat no food.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Coach Karen Scott. It's great to be back on the show. It's been a few weeks, but I am thanking God for tonight. As always, I will try to share a lot of powerful, impactful information regarding tonight's segment, which is Mindful Thinking Helps Remove Negative People and Negative Things. We will start very shortly. And if you don't have your notepads or pens or whatever you take notes on, if you don't have it available, you know, this is the time to get them. It's time to get your favorite drink, you know, whether it's hot tea or iced tea, lemonade, whatever it is that, you know, tickles your fancy. And you have time to invite a few people on the show, because this is information that is just going to be helpful to everyone. And it is all about the mindset, and it's all about mindful thinking versus mindless thinking. Think about what you're thinking before you say or do what you're thinking. Is this something that God would be doing or would want you to do? Is it aligned with his purposes for you? Mindful thinking. That subject can last forever, because it is all a part of our growth, and it's all a part of our, the way we do things each and every day. So again, this is Coach Karen Scott. I am a certified purpose and character development coach, always looking for ways to help people find their purpose through discovering and developing their spiritual gifts, talents, and abilities, and then taking those gifts, talents, and abilities and use them to make a positive impact on the kingdom. Because God's purpose for us is to use what we have to impact the kingdom and make sure that it is a positive impact. I am also a health and wellness distributor and advocate with Youngevity. We have health and wellness products for everybody. And we have a wide array of products, from supplements to health and beauty, spa, coffee, tea. Just something for everyone. We even have something for pets. All about living towards optimal health and wellness. So I truly appreciate everyone who has joined us far. We have a lot of great things to share tonight, and I don't want anyone to miss out. So I'm going to start probably in about 2 minutes. And while we're waiting, just think about, you know, the things that you are grateful to God for and the things He has done for you so far, be it minimum or maximum. We should always thank Him and have the attitude of gratitude. So we're going to go ahead and get started because I see that it's like 8:06 and I don't want to be too long. Mindful thinking and removing toxic people and things from your life. And some of these things that I was researching and trying to understand is really based on the law of attraction. Like, we tend to think, or maybe not, that the choices that we make are the choices that we make. So basically, whatever direction you choose to go in, that's the direction you're going to go in. And if you decide not to go in that direction, well, you're going to go in a different direction. So if you don't think that the choices that you make is the direction that you'll be going in, then you might want to think again. It is all about mindful thinking. So let's just think about some of these people in our lives that could possibly be negative or toxin, you know, toxic. Ugh, that doesn't even sound pleasant. But I'm going to go over types of negative and toxic people. Again, if you're a mindful thinker and you're thinking about the things that God would have you do, and you focus on what God will have you do, it will pull you from the negative people, and He will begin to surround you with people that are like-minded, like-hearted as you are. So the first type of person or persons that have toxic or negativity is, of course, what? The negative one. Do you have someone who is close to you that is always angry, resentful, and unhappy? If you do, and I'm hoping not, but if you do, you can probably feel them sucking the life out of you because they are imposing their negativity and pessimism upon you. Draining you. People can drain you. Negative people can drain the life out of you. Being around people who complain 24/7 always sees the life in their life as a glass half empty is not only not fun, but it's also dangerous for you. Because if you hang out with these people too often, you will begin to think like them and may even become depressed. And we all know how important it is to focus on the positive to attract better things into our lives. Here are a few things you can think about to help you stop hanging out with negative people, whether it's people you work with, you know, close friends or family members. Sometimes you have to remove in order to receive. Sometimes people are in your life for a season. Some might be in there for forever. But if they have that negative aspect, you have to let them go. Negativity feeds of attention. So don't give negative people much attention. You want to keep things brief. If you have to listen to them, don't ask a lot of questions and don't engage too much in the conversation, because then your thinking and your speaking will become as theirs. You'll begin to feed into what they're having issues with or what they're complaining about. Be honest, and if you can, maybe somehow let them know they are being negative. You need to actively set boundaries and let the toxic people know that you don't want to listen to negativity. Basically, you might have to just say, you know what, I'll have to talk to you later, or, you know, maybe change the subject, but you definitely don't want to feed into their negativity. Don't give them the attention. Use positivity triggers to eliminate negativity. For example, listening to your favorite song or reading positive quotes can help. Anything that can help you redirect your thoughts. Anything. If you got a mantra you say every day, you have a favorite scripture, you have a favorite quote or inspiration, a favorite song, anything that's going to keep you in that positive mindset. We must also be aware of our own reality. You're not negative, and you don't have to be. Don't allow other people to influence you and make you see or think that the glass is half empty. Steer away from conflicts. Don't waste your time or energy in engaging in drama. Drama. Leave the drama alone. Walk away from a conflict. And just because you walk away from the conflict, it doesn't make you weak. On the contrary, it makes you stronger because you're not feeding into the negativity. You can also see negative people as opportunities for growth. Because what will they do? They can teach you to be resilient to negativity, and you will begin to appreciate the good things in your life. Realize who is really important in your life, because Lord knows it's not the negative people. And even though you may be forced to be around them, they should not be a big part of your life. And that's just talking about the negative one. The negative one. Another person that's toxic is the critic. They can start with little things, like pointing out that they don't like your shoes or your haircut, but soon they will be taking the thing you're most passionate about and making you feel terrible about it. You do need people in your life that can tell you the truth and warn you if you're doing something wrong, but you do not need judgmental people who will always look down on you. You will never feel free and comfortable to act like the real you around these people if you can't be yourself around them. So why not be around someone else that's more positive instead of being around them at all? But again, if you absolutely have to be around people who like to criticize, here are some things you can do to deal with them better. Try not to take it personally. Oh yeah, they're criticizing you, but not your whole life and everything you do. Just a tiny little part of you, which does not represent your personality. Remember, when you have criticism, if it's constructive, it can help you grow. Being aware of shortcomings will make it easier to work on them and become an even more amazing person. So basically, you know, you have this critic, but then you can be the opposite of that person. You can be a critic that gives constructive criticism. You want to ignore false criticism. So know the difference, as I mentioned, know the difference between destructive and constructive criticism. If you stay detached and ignore unjustified criticism, it will no longer have influence over you. And the one thing you don't want to do is to respond to criticism immediately, because sometimes feelings of anger or injured pride may stop you from thinking clearly. So that's why it's so important to be mindfully when you're thinking, so that you can think clearly. Sometimes you might have to take a few deep breaths, go for a walk, and calm down. Don't say anything. You know, maybe just have to step away from the situation. We also have to accept that we know that you and even the critic are not perfect. We all have flaws. Try to be less sensitive by controlling your emotions, and don't let people hurt your feelings just by criticizing you. Sometimes you might have to smile, even if you don't mean it, but it will help you relax and stay positive. Focus on the positive. Focus on the positive. The next person that has toxicity in them, people who waste your time, the time waster. It's okay to spend lots of time with those special people in your life, but sometimes there are people who just constantly want your attention just for the sake of getting your attention. They're just constantly, you know, I always want your attention. Oh, they just want you to focus on them. They want to be the center of attention. But they're not helping you develop and grow. They're just wasting your time. Don't let them waste your time. Develop and grow into your purpose that God has for you. And if they're not uplifting or encouraging or edifying you, then you got to let them go. You know, if you're at work, you require an agenda for meetings. You know, this way you're not being, what I'm trying to say is not wasting time, because you do have an agenda. And the agenda will keep the focus on what you're really talking about, not the person. If outside work, make sure you know why you're meeting up with someone and what you're going to talk about. So basically, you know, like with me with the coaching or longevity, I always have like a little blueprint before I attend any type of meeting. So this way I know what I'm going to talk about, you know, what are they looking to, you know, get from the coaching, and, you know, what, you know, when do they think they want to start, you know, and things of that nature. This is a way you're not like just kind of all over the place, and then you're still not really focusing on the task at hand. So always have a blueprint or a plan. That way, when you're talking to someone, the focus doesn't, you know, just become on them. It's a two-sided conversation. State your preferred method of communication. For example, tell the negative person that you prefer to chat via, you know, it could be text messaging, it could be email. There's an app called WhatsApp. You know, you don't have to feel bad about not picking up the phone. Sometimes that might be the better way to chat with them. But you also want to make sure, if you plan on chatting with them, set time limits. You know, tell the person that, you know, like, you know, we're only available for, you know, to talk for about 15, 20 minutes. You know, this way, hopefully, if they're negative, you might have that positive thinking that will turn some of the negativity that they have, you know, on their hearts and their minds, where they won't be wasting your time. Because you got to remember, your time is valuable. Maybe you want to hang out with them in a group rather than be alone. That way you'll be always able to talk to someone else instead of just focusing on that one who can and will waste your time. The fourth person, toxicity, the jealous one. Sure, it's sometimes nice to know that someone's a little jealous because it makes you feel even better about your success. I don't know about that, because why would you even want somebody to be jealous? If anything, because when I saw that, I was like, I don't know, I have to look at that a little harder. But if anything, it should make you want to, you know, push forward harder, you know, in whatever it is that you're doing. Because, again, we're our own competition, so you will want to do better. It's not so much as doing better because you want someone to be jealous, but you'll have that one who will be jealous in some of the things that you're doing. They're never happy with what they have, and they're never happy when something good happens to you. And they will keep sending negative vibrations out of envy, because from their point of view, that good thing that happened to you should have happened to them. So you want to surround yourself with people who will support you and help you move forward. Because a lot of times people will say that, oh, that should have been me, or, oh, I wish that was me. But I don't think you want to do that because you don't know the person's story with how they, you know, even got to that point in their life. And I'm sure some people, you know, might have reached a certain plateau in their life, and it could have been smooth sailing. And then it could be people that had a journey, and it's still a journey. So don't ever, you know, be jealous or want something that someone else has. The fifth one, the victim. You always have someone that's the victim. Why would you want to be the victim instead of the victor? We are victorious. We are victorious in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But those who always find someone to blame for the setbacks in their lives or mistakes is always the victim. They don't ever want to take responsibility, and sooner or later, they may just end up blaming you for whatever their problem is. Sometimes you can't even identify these people all at once. So you begin to empathize with them and help them try to solve their problems. And the thing about the victim, their time of need will never pass because they're always going to be needy. You will soon find yourself blaming the circumstances and failing to do anything to change them or your attitude. Then it becomes like, oh, I can't seem to get them to change their attitude or change them. And then you're beginning to feel like, is it something that I did? Don't make the victim make you become a victim. Some of the signs you might want to look for those victims, they don't take responsibility. They won't actually say they're the victim, but they will say, it's not my fault, or why is it always me? Their life is always stagnant. They don't make any progress. Because they think they're powerless and they can't do anything. They hold on to grudges and they use them as a reason as to why they feel victimized. They get into arguments easily because to them, they're always under attack. They feel sorry for themselves. But probably won't show much sympathy themselves because it's all about them. They always think that something is missing from their life, and they're never happy, and they're never satisfied. The victim. Instead of being victorious in all that they do, they are the victim because everything is them. Why me or why not me? The victim. Number six, the one who is not interested. It may seem obvious, but unfortunately, so many of us hang on to that person in our life who just doesn't care about us. And it may be because we are just not ready to let go yet, or because we are hoping that something in that person will change. But the reality is that there is no reason to keep someone in your life if they're not interested in it. That right there, point blank. Uninterested? Gotta go. Then you have the self-centered one. Those are the people who pretend to care about you, but sooner or later, everything becomes about them. So, hopefully you're not, but if you're spending a lot of time with someone, make sure that they are not just taking, but also giving something in return. If the person is trying to make everything about their self, once again, it's not worth it. Gotta go. Number 8, the hurtful one. None of us are perfect. We all make mistakes. And yes, we all can be negative or judgmental, self-centered, and jealous at times. That's okay. We're all human. But when you begin to mindfully think about things and focus on what God's word says and meditate on that, we grow to be better people because we're willing to work on ourselves. But if there's someone in your life who is willing or not willing, excuse me, to do that, again, it's time to let them go. We need to stop allowing the same people to hurt and disappoint us over and over again. The thing is, people do things knowingly and unknowingly, but when you recognize it, the toxic and negativity people, you start thinking mindfully and focus on the word of God and what that, you know, what that says and prayer and meditation, you will actually pull away from those people because then God will begin to place different people in your path and you will end up not attending different things that those people will be because you won't even be a thought because they probably won't invite you to them because you're in a whole nother, you know, circle of people. So in order to continue to improve our lives with this mindful thinking and getting rid of the toxicity, I can't even say it, toxicity and negative people, that's what we have to do. That's our first step to help improve our lives is to get rid of them. But most importantly, staying positive with ourselves, and that will change our negative thinking and get rid of limiting beliefs. So basically, the negative people will limit you because you'll think that you can't do anything. I was talking to somebody the other day and they, I guess their circle that they're around made them feel like they was less of who they are or they felt like they weren't worthy. And when you're around people like that and they're not encouraging you or uplifting you, that's really bad because then you begin to be them, basically. But when you're into mindful thinking, the way of God, you will be set apart. Even if you're in a particular room and you might be around some people that's like, you know, not doing the things you do, but if you're set apart, then 9 times out of 10, they're not even going to come into your path or into your circle. You're not even going to want to even be around them. Not saying that you're better, excuse me, but you're in a better place. And we have to really be careful with that because we don't want to miss out on the things that God has for us. So as I said earlier, in order to do that, we have to renew our mind daily, every day. You know, as Romans 12:2 says, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. What does that mean? That we're walking in the Spirit. Confession of sin in itself is not enough to enable us as believers to walk in that spirit. It is the fact that we have to yield our whole self to God by renewing our mind each and every day, daily, daily, dedication to His Word so that we can be transformed and be acceptable to Him. And this is a lifelong process. And it's definitely not going to be completed until we are with Christ. So each and every day, we need to renew our mind through prayer, meditation, and studying the Word of God. That's God's will for us. And if we become mindful thinkers, then we're going to be placed in the path of positive people, and we're going to be positive thinkers. So tonight's segment, Mindful Thinking, helps remove toxic people and toxic things. Again, it's all based on the law of attraction, because we are what we think. We are. We pull in what we think. You think positive, you'll get positive. You think negative, you get negative. You whoa with me, that's what you're going to get. But have that attitude of gratitude and renew your mind daily. So I'm going to open it up and see if there's any comments or anything that anybody wants to share. And then I'll just close out with some announcements and see what happens from there. So bear with me one second. Okay. Happy Friday. The lines are open.
Hello.
Yes, hello. How are you?
Oh, okay. So it's funny because right before or around the time that the call had started, this thing popped up, and I don't think I missed you saying it. Forgive me if I did. And I was like, wow, this goes perfect with what you just said about toxicity and people you surround yourself with, because it says sometimes even your family can be your worst enemy. Don't always keep people around just because they're blood. And, of course, you're going to love your family because that's a really big thing with God. But at the same time, he knows that because it's a flesh and spirit thing, he knows that just because you're, like, directly related to somebody, they're not good for your spiritual growth, and they're not bringing you towards Jesus, and they're not being positive, or, you know, they're gossipy or negative, or they don't support you. So they might be family, but you know darn well that God does not want you to be around that unless they really want to make a change or come to him. You have to know a difference. And another thing about toxic people, I never really had toxic people in my life. I've been around them, but there was one that I let come in, even though I know it was a bad idea, and then I ended up going on like a whole trip with them. And I know during the trip, when I was trying to explain kind of how they were making me feel, they went off into, well, you know, like a whole defensive, really ugly mode. And I let them say what they had to say, and then all I said was, okay. And then I left and went and read, like, my daily guidepost that I brought with me, and I wrote in my journal, because there's no need to try to talk or argue or debate your point with something or somebody like that. And plus, sometimes people don't even realize that's what they're doing, because it's just a spiritual thing, but you have to recognize just not to try to combat that.
Right.
So that was one toxic person I deal with. But other than that, I really try my best to have my circle just help me bring – I try to have my circle that's going to help me towards my God-given purpose.
Exactly. Exactly. And the thing about mindful thinking and being on the road that God has you on for your purpose, your circle will become small, and it will be different, but it's okay. It's really okay, because that's God's purpose, you know. I mean, Jesus only had 12, so I don't think it's a difference. We're no different. You know, if we accept him as we say we do, and he's been through what he's been through, then, of course, we're going to go through things, but we just have to, like you said, it is a spiritual warfare, and we have to just continue to be on the battlefield and have on that armor and always be mindfully thinking how God would think.
Yep.
Thank you for sharing that. Thank you for sharing that. Anybody else?
No, just thinking about what you said, and you're right, the circle does get smaller, but that's fine.
That's right. That's right. That's right. And it's amazing how as you get older, it really is okay. It really is okay. And it's going to get smaller, whether it's family, and friends, because it doesn't say you don't love them. It's just that you're in a different place than, you know, everybody's not going in the same direction as you are at the moment. Maybe they will get there eventually. Maybe they won't. But in the meantime, we make sure that we do what we have to do, because they're not going to get us where we need to go if they're not going in the right direction. You know, so
right.
We just have to really, really be focused on what God has for us and, you know, hope and pray that, you know, eventually they might, you know, open up their hearts and truly let God in. Because it's one thing to say and, you know, say God did this for me and thank God for it. It's one thing to say that, but then it's also another thing to say it and really say it that it's coming from the heart, because you know that's where he lives. Because anybody can say thank God for this or thank God for giving me this, or but really, do you really truly believe that, or are you just saying it as part of saying it as a cliche? So we have to be careful with that as well, because we know most of us on this radio show, even the ones who may not be speaking, but we already know who we serve. And we know that God has chosen us as his vessels. And we know that we're in a spiritual warfare. But the one thing I must say is we cannot compromise. Not even an inkling. We cannot compromise. And that's how I lost my last job, because I did not compromise. And I'm not going to. And, you know, like you said, if it makes your circle smaller, then... Oh, well. So, So, like I said, you know, just continue to renew your mind daily. And Romans 12, that's a good chapter to read when it comes to transformation. You know, and then, of course, Galatians 5, 22 and 23, when it's talking about our characteristics, which are the fruit of the Spirit. But just, you know, find a scripture that, you know, resonates with you, and, you know, maybe pick a topic and maybe begin to, you know, study that. Like right now, I'm actually doing the Fruit of the Spirit, but I'm focusing on the first one, which is love. So, of course, when you're studying, it refers you to different scriptures. So you'll go to this scripture and then you'll go to another one. But that's all part of studying the Word. You know, and then, of course, I'll take on the next one. So I'm probably going to have to get me, like, a really big notebook, 5 subject or something, because it's going to be an intense study, and I really want to make sure I take proper notes. So sometimes we have to do that as well. You know, just pick a topic or pick a book of the Bible. Proverbs is another one. But as you know, with my newsletter, we started the journey with Proverbs. I'm hoping and praying that everybody on here is getting the newsletter. And we're taking a journey through the book of Proverbs. So that's going to be fun and exciting. And just a lot of stuff going on. I'm just really trying to, you know, whether it's something God is telling me to do or it's something I'm telling myself to do, but I want to make sure that it aligns up with God and the Word of God and what he has for me. So with that, unless there's no other comments or questions, we can have an amazing evening and just enjoy it. Enjoy your life. Just have fun. Even through the toughest of times, still have fun, because God still brings you through. He still brings you through every minute, every second. So I truly appreciate you guys, and just have an amazing evening, and we will talk soon. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
All right. Bye.
All right. Have a good one. Thanks again. Appreciate you guys. All right. Love you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.